This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's a war on for your mind. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and hour number four today. Already said the crew did a great job last night, up until like 11 or 9 or so, covering the live debate. Yeah, it was still disappointing, you know, watching Trump next to that enemy, not seeing Trump just literally, politically, nonviolently, garrote him, chop his head off politically, lovingly, nonviolently. It's not enough. It's just like, this is the enemy. This is the globalist. Not just laid out, say, you're a globalist, you're an enemy of America, and just devastated him right there. We have this video coming up next segment. COVID police crash 10-year-old girl's birthday party. You're like, that's humiliating. That's authoritarian. That's the point. And we have the Roger Stone exclusive. Right now, let's go back to calls. Let's talk to Gio on the great state of Florida. In the great state of Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother.
For everything you do, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
I learned so much from you that no college could equal what I learned listening to your show.
Well, I've learned a lot from a lot of people. I'm just passing it on, brother.
I got to say, Chris Wallace has got to be the worst moderator I've ever seen. I just hope next time Trump makes it a point to focus on the socialism and how it's taking over the Democrat Party. But all in all, everything, Trump did everything he wanted to do. You know, but they really think we're stupid. Chris Wallace has denounced the white supremacist, and did you notice how he sneaked in the word Proud Boys?
Yeah. And he wasn't even, the Proud Boys aren't white supremacist, and he wasn't even a Proud Boy. That was just lie on top of lie.
No, definitely. You know, I feel heartbroken for where my country's heading, because I know even when Trump does win, this BS is not going to stop. But I got to tell you, Alex, I'm Puerto Rican. Almost every Puerto Rican I know, and not just Puerto Rican, other Hispanics here in Orlando, will be voting for Trump. I never would have thought.
I was about to say, the numbers show that. Why do you think suddenly Hispanics last year woke up to Trump? Because was it the lie of the Democrats that people investigated it? Or, I mean, what caused that big awakening?
I don't know, but it's great to see it. Because I remember 2015, 2016, I lost a lot of friends. Family members turned their backs on me. But a lot of them are starting to come back. They're starting to realize, you know, I wasn't the crazy one. They're starting to see the Democratic Party for what
it is. You know what I'm told? I think no matter whether you're brown, black, or white, or whatever color you are, you got red blood. Everybody knows the COVID lockdown's exaggerated, and they know the Democrats are doing it to make us poor. And everybody just gets fundamentally... we're in danger if these people get elected.
True, true. Hey, Alex, I wanted to ask you about something else. I got a little issue. You woke me up to the vaccine, and the garbage they put in them. My oldest daughter went to the first round of shots when she was born, but hasn't been vaccinated ever since. Now the problem that I'm having is finding a doctor that will be willing to see my daughters because they don't have their shot. Is there a network of doctors? Do you know of a way to find a doctor? How to go about it?
I totally agree. Please get Dr. Sherry Tenpenny back on producers to do that. I know that we had the same doctor when my son was born 18 years ago. And I, with my new daughters, I've been divorced about a year ago. A new lady bought the chain of things here in Austin. And she called my wife in and said, you don't take vaccines. Get out of here. I fire you, and got off on it. Even though the owner of the company knew vaccines had poisons in it and was an anti-vaccine place. But this pediatrics place got bought up. And you can just search engine doctors or pediatricians that don't push vaccines or pediatricians that are anti-vaccine. And you should get it in your area. It might be an hour away because they're harassing so many of the doctors and threatening their licenses. But that's a great question, brother, and we should cover more of that. Thank you so much. None of my children have a single damn shot in their bodies, and they're all superstars. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you. My laser trace.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Remember how they told you there wasn't a world government? Remember they told you nobody was watching you, nobody was spying on you? But it turns out it's all true, it's all real. And it turns out that the people running the planet have advanced knowledge and technology that they're using against us. And it turns out there's an ancient book that combined all the knowledge of the ancients, and that they've gone and dug and researched everywhere the Bible says there's an ancient buried city, and it's been accurate. And it matches the Roman histories and the Greek histories and the Egyptian histories. And they say a fallen creature was marooned on this planet and has a mission to destroy humanity. You look at what's going on and what Big Tech says, and wow. If it isn't prophecy, they just decided to take it as an owner's manual. But let's shift gears before we take a few final calls. Roger Stone just sent us about an hour ago this exclusive video, his response to the Trump debate, how he thought Trump did, how he thought Joe Biden did. So here's Roger Stone exclusively for InfoWars.com telling you what he thinks as a former Trump advisor of how the president did last night in Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, I think I've probably watched every televised presidential campaign debate since the earliest debate in 1960, most definitely a seminal moment, certainly in the career of both John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. Tonight's debate was quite extraordinary. Joe Biden, who was, I think, had very low expectations coming into the debate, mostly set by the Republicans, who kept repeating how stupid he was or how out of it he was, which, by the way, I think is true, but I wouldn't have talked about it. I would have hoped that he would have shown it. Basically, was very scripted, very tightly scripted. He clearly had been coached to chuckle or smile whenever Trump hit him with the hardest blows. But he caused his own problems because he would deny things that were provably true. He kept calling stories discredited. Look, there's nothing discredited here. His reprobate son, whose two priorities in life were getting high and hooking up, usually with paid talent, got $1.4 billion from the Central Chinese Communist Bank. You'll notice Chris Wallace listed topics. He didn't even touch on China, but Trump had the bravado to bring it up. Joe Biden can't laugh this one off by calling the president a clown, disrespectful, or telling the president of the United States, shut up. This guy is this close to a breakdown. Trump was his pugnacious self, counterpunching effectively when he absolutely had to. I frankly think that the cheapest shot here was Joe Biden knowingly repeating the myth that President Donald Trump denigrated fallen soldiers. That's a lie. That was reported by Jeff Goldberg. Remember him? He's the guy who told us Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction for the discredited Atlantic magazine. I know firsthand everything they reported about my case was false. So why in the world would Biden dignify a rumor based on four non-existent anonymous sources? Donald Trump swatted that one down. I was a little concerned that he wouldn't catch it and counterattack, but he made it very clear. The president never said any such thing. It's a dirty trick. How much time lapsed between Atlantic having their magazine article up on the net and Joe Biden having a TV commercial about it paid for by his campaign? This is Roger Stone, and this is the Stone Cold Truth. The president probably was not wise to listen to his campaign advisors who suggested that he accept the three-debate program of the Presidential Commission on Debates, because it's not appointed by the president. It's not a commission. It's most certainly not about open debate. If it were, the Libertarian and Green Party candidates, who will both be on the ballot in a sufficient number of states to theoretically win the 270 electoral votes necessary to become president, would have been included. Instead, what you got was a format that turned into a 2-to-1 match, because essentially Chris Wallace, who used to be a journalist before he joined Fox, ran interference for Crazy Joe. Now, a lot of my friends say that Donald Trump, the president, interrupted other speakers too often, but Wallace interrupted Trump whenever he was about to make a key point far more than Trump interrupted anyone. This was a slugfest. Biden had clearly rehearsed all of his answers, and he'd been taught that when Trump gut-punched him to grin and try to laugh it off. It didn't work. Trump got to the essential question of why the Chinese central bank, the communist-controlled bank, would wire $1 billion to Hunter Biden days after Joe and Hunter visited China in Air Force Two. I think overall that this was a clear-cut victory for the president. The president defeated Chris Wallace in the debate, and Joe Biden came in third. This is Roger Stone with the Stone Cold Truth.
All right, thanks, Roger, for sending us that information. Oop, there's Joe Biden in the corner of the office. Joe, you little clowny. No, seriously, we're having some fun here. That's called satire. USA Today just fact-checked a satire article for the Babylon Bee. We've got to explain to them what satire is. Ron in Florida, thanks for holding, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Ron.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
People have to understand what's going on. We're being played. It's like getting a rabbit distracted and somebody from behind trying to grab it. I was an NYPD officer for over 20 years. I was around when they put the LPR license plate readers all around the city. It's getting real scary right now. I have too much. I had to sign a form that we couldn't say a lot. But all I could say is that the patriots out there think they're going to be home and they're going to come to your house. They're not. They're going to pull you over. They're tracking you guys. And they're going to take you out. They're going to do a felony stop and they're going to take you out. You're not going to be home to protect your wife and kids. The kids are going to be in
school. That's right. Exactly. For folks who don't know, it's all license plate and cell phone tracking. And they'll have special units that basically pull you over, even run your ass over with an armored car, and that's it.
That's correct. And as you see, the Chicago mayor already opened her mouth. She said, I have the chief of police who swore to take an oath to the New World Order. These are the guys that are going to do it.
You know, I forgot that. Pull up where she said, my chief of police. Whoa. Lightfoot to the New World Order. It's literally the UN. Keep letting it out, brother.
All right. So now they're doing that. Now you see the shooting, school shooting stop magically. Mass shooting stop magically. Now they got their fences up around schools. Now you need to show your ID before you get into a parking lot. They buzz you in. Then you have to show your ID again to get into the school. Now, is that going to stop a shooter? They're stopping the parents from picking up their kids. It's plain as day what they're doing. It's all a distraction. And at the same time, they're building now on decommissioned train tracks, decommissioned, magic word, they're building container ship yards all around rural communities. Why is container ships being built in rural communities? Now, they're not going to bring army trucks or any troops in broad daylight. They're going to hide it in containers. people have to wake up.
Wow, listen, you got to come on as a guest tomorrow, because everything you're saying is stuff I already know, but I never get into on air because it's sophisticated and scary. When they did that big martial law takeover drill in 2015 and spun it that I said it was a takeover then, no, it wasn't. They had people hidden in cattle cars and in containers, and you're absolutely right about what you're talking about.
To give you a heads up on other Alex, is look at all the courthouses around the United States. Look at the Superior Court. They're building helipads right now on top of them. Mayor Jade Helm. Well, I wasn't part of Jade Helm.
I was talking about Jade Helm. Yeah, you just said it.
Part of some parts of it running around the city, picking up judges, taking them as a mock, going around to their residence, taking them to the courthouse. And I'm saying, why are we taking them to the courthouse? And they're like, oh, dude, they're going to build a helipad on top. Now, we were escorting special...
Hold on. Listen, we got John Rappaport coming up, but I'm not going to forget this. Ron, can you come on at 11:30 tomorrow? Well, don't hang up, Ron. I'm going to come back to you. Rappaport's ready. I'm going to come back to you, Ron.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Spine when Ron was talking, because everything he was talking about was secret, and it's stuff I know, stuff I haven't really gotten into because I'm not trying to scare you. Let's just say we want to get control of our government, because we were a big, rich, powerful country, and boy, did we build some evil stuff. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com, is an investigative journalist. He's ready to go. Then the War Room coming up, and then don't forget, weeknight, 7 to 9. We built it. We hope you come. We hope you promote it. Election Countdown with Owen Schroyer, Yael Lorraine, and so many other great folks like Harrison Smith. Be sure and join us for that. Please promote it tonight, because that's how we reach new people and that's how we win. John, thanks for joining us. Take over.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be here as always. Our Wednesday confabs. Got a lot to cover today. We'll get a little bit into the debate last night later. But I have to punch up something that I covered last week, which is extremely important. Another revelation that was presented by major media and then totally buried and ignored by major media. An opinion piece written in the New York Times about a week ago. Peter Doshi and Eric Topol, authors. The clinical trials of the upcoming COVID vaccine. Okay? That's what we're talking about. The three major trials. It's a horse race. Which company's vaccine is going to be approved and unleashed on the public? And those of you watching can see this Times article on the screen. So the three major companies are Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. And what the Times piece revealed is that the clinical trials to prove that these vaccines are effective are completely misguided and headed in the wrong direction and are basically meaningless. Because what they're trying to prove is that the vaccine could be effective in preventing, listen up, a mild case of COVID-19. Not a serious case, not a life-threatening case, not a case that could send somebody to the hospital or kill them, but a mild case, like, for example, cough, chills, and fever. A case that would cure itself, cause no real harm. Doesn't need a vaccine in the first place, even if you believe in conventional vaccine theory. Therefore, these three major clinical trials of these major companies, and Moderna, by the way, is Fauci's favorite, will prove absolutely nothing after a year or so. They each have about 30 to 40,000 volunteers, and it doesn't matter what vaccine they're testing, what the outcome of the clinical trial is, et cetera, et cetera. They're designed to prove nothing useful to anybody, no matter what they believe or don't believe about vaccines. They're designed to prove that only protection is given against a mild case of COVID-19, which, if it exists at all, does not harm anybody, does not need a vaccine. It's up to people like you and me to let the FDA know that this is completely insane, because the FDA is the agency that's going to be providing what's called emergency authorization for this vaccine to be shot into 350 million people in the United States and perhaps many other people in other countries as well. I hope you're getting what I'm saying here.
By the way, John, I'm sitting here while you're talking, and I never interrupt you. This is so bombshell. I read this. You're right. They're admitting that the vaccine is only for something that doesn't basically exist, somebody that doesn't actually get sick, because they're going to keep calling flus and everything COVID-19. They're admitting that it's for something that doesn't even kill you so that they never get judged on the fact that other people die. They're admitting it's worthless because it's based on a whole fraud anyways. So at the base level, this totally discredits it. This is incredible. Sorry to interrupt, but you've got to join me during the full show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. And I'm trying to spread the word about this so people would be motivated to contact the FDA and warn them that we're watching, we're on notice, we're putting you on notice, FDA, that you can't approve in any fashion whatsoever this vaccine from any of these companies. And if the three, again, we go to the horse race idea, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, trying to get to the finish line and get approval for their vaccine. Now, if all of a sudden all three of these horses are cut out of the race, okay, because the revelation is broadcast to enough people around the world who know now this is a total farce, phony, ridiculous, insane, irrelevant, means nothing. Doesn't matter what the outcome is or what vaccine you're testing, you're only trying to prove that it's effective in cases that don't matter, that cure themselves, that are horrible.
Because, again, explain the data set. If it doesn't hurt you anyways, you can't prove it protected you. It's a placebo.
Exactly. You can't prove it protected you. You can't prove it's effective. You can't prove it does anything. And that's the way these protocols in the clinical trials are set up. It's not just an accident that they're designed this way. I could go into a lot more detail about how the vaccine companies decided to use this protocol, but I just want to cut to the chase here. It doesn't matter. It's worthless, useless. And all they have to do is show that in 150 cases out of 30 or 40,000 volunteers that the vaccine, in heavy quotes, protects against the case of COVID-19. 150 cases. That's the way it's set up. But those cases are not relevant. They don't mean anything. It's like somebody has a sniffle or a cough or a little chill or a bit of fever. That's all that these trials are being designed to show, to test, to prove. It's like, let's set up a test that proves that if you cross the street in the middle of the night when there's no traffic, that you won't get in an accident and be run over. Hey, we did it. So let's now, you know, unleash this on the public. No. Stop it. Tell the FDA, and I'm talking to scientists here too, and lawyers and doctors and everybody, to put the FDA on notice. They already know what's going on at the FDA, believe me. They may be crazy and they may be criminals, which they are, but they're not completely stupid. They know what's happening with these clinical trials, and they're trying to pretend that it doesn't exist and it's not a problem and nothing's going to happen, everything's okay. They know better, we know better now, and we have to force them, especially scientists, to stand up. We need a new coronavirus task force of scientists.
This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pound power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport. What is
it good for? Absolutely. Listen to me. Continuing here with the COVID vaccine. So we established that, as Alex said, basically, it's a placebo that they're testing. It's not designed to protect anybody from anything. That's how they think they're going to get approval for it. But it's worthless, useless. The FDA already knows this, talking about the 3 major clinical trials now underway, each one with about 30 to 40,000 volunteers, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca. The federal government has also set up, and I wrote a piece about this last week, a new vaccine court. It's buried in one of their documents, and I quoted the document. It's especially for COVID. It's just like the vaccine court they already have now for childhood injuries or death suffered from vaccinations, where the parents have to go into a nightmare scenario and try to get compensated for their children's destruction through vaccination. Because, of course, the companies that manufacture the vaccines don't have any liability whatsoever, and that was all established in 1986. Well, now the federal government has set up another court, just like that, to prepare for the COVID vaccine, where if anybody's injured, children, adults, whatever, killed by the vaccine, the relatives will have to go through this nightmare red tape insanity to try to prove that it was the vaccine that did it, and then try to get compensation from the federal government. Okay? They set it up. They expect vaccine injuries, in other words, and death from the vaccine. That's why they set up the court. So that proves they know what's going to happen. You don't set up a court unless you expect people to appear at the court trying to get money, compensation for injury, death caused, in this case, by the COVID vaccine. I could spend the whole hour talking about these clinical trials because it's so important. These could be stopped. They could be derailed. They could be destroyed, these clinical trials, on the basis of the truth. If enough people, including scientists and lawyers and doctors and the public, puts the FDA on notice, we know what's happening. These trials are completely insane. They prove nothing. Do not even think of trying to approve a vaccine based on these clinical trials. The media will show you something, like the New York Times, then they'll take it away. They'll show you something that's mind-boggling, then they'll take it away, as if it doesn't matter, as if we don't need to follow up on this. Are you kidding? Sure, it's a gigantic global scandal, and it could change everything, bring down the whole house of cards of COVID and collapse the whole insane operation to destroy the planet. Yes, it could do that. If we, the media, wanted to pursue the story. But no, we're just going to give you a peek and a glimpse, and then we're going to forget about it and move on to the next story. They do this time and time and time and time again. I've been at this for 38 years. I've seen it happen over and over, and I'm going to give you another brain buster right now, which I've discussed here on the show before, but I'm going to punch it up more today. This was another piece from the New York Times about, I'm going to say, 3 weeks, a month ago, in which the Times reported on a large study done in three states that showed that up to, get this, 90% of all U.S. COVID cases are not cases, are based on false positives, are based on incorrect results of the diagnostic test for the virus called the PCR test. Up to, there it is, for those of you who are watching, up to 90% of all COVID cases in America could very well be false positives. In other words, they're not cases at all. So you could subtract 90% of the figure that they're promoting right off the bat. Forget about other methods, which I've gone into in detail about rigging case numbers, falsely inflating them, and so on and so forth. This is just straight ahead. Here it is. The test produces, spits out false positive like coins in a rigged slot machine. There it was in the New York Times. Did Fauci, White House, the Coronavirus Task Force pay any attention to this? Did they suddenly grab onto this and grab it like it was a life raft in a stormy sea and saying, We can get to shore now. We're safe. Look, up to 90% of all U.S. COVID cases are fake. They're false. They don't exist. You getting what I'm saying here? But now, if you actually read the New York Times article, what do they do after the first few paragraphs of Revelation? They turn around and they say, what are we going to do now? What do we need now? We need more testing. We need to change the method of testing. Set the parameters of the test differently, etc., etc., etc. Really? Really? You're not going to look back, New York Times, and say, what we just revealed in this very article is enough to torpedo the entire U.S. phony COVID operation and destroy it and bring down the entire house of cards? Because thus far, since all of this insanity began and case counting began, again, up to 90% of all COVID cases are likely to be false, not cases at all. No, they don't do that. They don't do that at all. Not at all. They show you a glimpse, and they take it away. They're playing a game. They show you a glimpse, they take it away. Do other major media outlets suddenly grab onto that New York Times piece and run with it and go down into the rabbit hole, set their hounds loose on Fauci and everybody else? All these, you know, wretched, evil destroyers, and back them up against the wall and say, look at this. Here's the data, the true data that you refuse to acknowledge. Why? Why are you avoiding this? Why? And press them and don't let up and just give it to them. They don't do that. Of course. Of course. And I've got one more blockbuster like this that I'll share with you after the break. A third one. Media operations are set up to move along to the next story. The world ended Monday. Today, a singer decided that she was going to do too much cocaine and she ended up in the hospital. That's the way they are. That's what they do. They're insane by any definition. They're complete criminals by any definition. They don't ever say, stop the presses. Wait a minute. Let's go to the White House. Let's go to Congress. Set the reporters loose. Dig. They don't do that.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
John Rappaport back here. So the third giant blockbuster actually came out of the CDC itself, Centers for Disease Control, back maybe, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, when they announced that only 6% of all the COVID deaths in America could be said by their science to emanate solely and indisputably from the virus. 94% involved people who had other, what they call comorbidities, meaning serious medical conditions prior to any of this. And then I put in parentheses, which alone could account for their death and have nothing to do with the virus. So you could subtract 94% of the COVID deaths from the figures that are being promoted now to find out what the official count ought to be. And then you could reduce that even further because of other factors that I've gone into before. In other words, other fakery that I've gone into, such as doctors writing COVID-19 death on death certificates of patients who, you know, died from obviously other causes. But the hospitals get extra money. They need the money, et cetera, et cetera. Where is that revelation from the CDC? Why isn't the press hammering on that? Why isn't the coronavirus task force being held to account for that? why aren't reporters from the New York Times? I mean, these press outlets, mind you, you know, if you think you know what a press outlet looks like, you need to go into one of these buildings, if you can, and see how many reporters they actually have on tap or who are now at home doing it, you know, virtually. These are the hounds. They are never set loose, almost never set loose on a story with the command, you go to the bottom of the rabbit hole on this one, babe, and you give us everything you can find, and we're going to print it. They could take 50 of these people who, once upon a time in their lives, wanted to tell the truth. Maybe when they were 16, 18, 23, who knows. But at one time, that's what they wanted. Now, with layers of crust and cynicism and booze and pills and lying and scumbaggery and so forth, they've been reduced to a shell of their former selves. But somewhere in their souls is still the spark of that desire to tell the truth. And if an editor got them in the newsroom and sat them down and said, okay, this is what you've been waiting all your lives for, and you're going to shake off all the crap that's accumulated around you, and you're going to go for it now because we have data. The clinical trials of the vaccine are complete fakery. They're not aimed to prove any kind of serious protection against anything. Number two, up to 90% of all COVID cases in America are fake cases, false positive, meaningless. Number three, even by official estimates, only 6% of all official COVID death numbers could be said to be coming from the virus, even by conventional viral theory. With these three factors, ladies and gentlemen of the press, you are going to go out hell-bent, and you are going to find the truth, and we are going to lead with it on page one every friggin' day until something happens. You're going to go to the White House. You're going to go to Congress. You're going to go to the FDA. You're going to go to the CDC. You're going to pursue these criminals to the wall. You're going to back them up, and you're going to force them to confess and roll over on each other. This is what you're going to do. And if you don't do it, you're going to get fired. For the past 30 years, I've been saying, at any moment in time, a media outlet could do that if they wanted to. And no, they wouldn't go broke. In fact, they would be selling newspapers off the rack like there's no tomorrow. Because people, as it turns out, are intensely interested in this kind of thing. Oh, yeah, you bet. Intensely interested. And so are television audiences, intensely interested in this kind of thing. You betcha they are. And even if the drug companies decided that they were going to take all their money for ads and walk away, new advertisers would come on board seeing what the ratings are like. Look at Fauci. Look at his face. Look at his manner. Look at his, oh, it's all so casual, we're destroying the planet, it's all so easy to do, and the facts and the figures and this and that. And now imagine that he's got 50 relentless hounds that have a brain and have a purpose suddenly from media instead of the criminal worm-like media that we have climbing through putrid garbage to report lies day after day. And Fauci was faced with these people all the time, day and night, every day. Just imagine. And the result. Well, that's what we're doing with our limited resources. That's what independent journalists and media outlets like this one are doing, night and day, every day, all the time. And people are waking up to reality, to the truth. And it's the worms of major media that crawl along in the garbage and spew their excrement that are covering all of the truth up and keeping it from the people. Because if the truth were known, we would be free. We would be out there, all of us, everybody living their lives. No masks, no lockdowns, no business closures, no bankruptcies, no lives destroyed by suicide and drug addiction owing to the economic destruction. In the last few minutes, not that this audience necessarily needs this at all, because you've been getting it in great quantity. But you do have to ask yourself, don't you? If the true dimension and purpose of this entire COVID operation is really to conceal beneath a cover story about a virus the economic and human destruction and lockdown of life across the planet, then what are the people who are running this operation really trying to do? What are they really trying to do? And the answer is as plain as a nose on your face. They're trying to destroy civilization, destroy humanity, destroy the individual, destroy freedom, destroy centuries of struggle that produced the idea and the reality of individual freedom, and substitute technocratic slavery and a brave new world. Engineering it, depopulating it, putting everyone who's left into slots, control, surveillance, wall to wall in real time, moment to moment. It's not a secret that that's where they're going. All you do is open up news stories and you see the truth. It's where China's going. It's where big tech is going. It's where Bill Gates is growing. It's been going there for a long time. This is what they want. A stimulus response empire. They provide stimulus to get the response they want from people. Behavior control, mind control, operant conditioning. It goes under many names. It amounts to the same thing. You can live. You can survive. We, your controllers, will allow you to survive as long as we can define you within certain very tight parameters and surveil you and watch you and know you and predict you and profile you and control your behavior. You want money, you want energy, you want time, you want a certain limited amount of freedom to travel, to go into buildings, etc., etc., then you have to do exactly what we say. That is the world that we're building on the ashes of the wreckage that we are creating under the viral cover story called COVID. That's what we're doing. That's what we've been doing. We are against freedom. We hate freedom. We want to destroy freedom. Freedom is a threat. Freedom is undesirable. Freedom is unpredictable. Freedom is uncontrollable. Freedom is glory. Freedom is reality. Freedom is freedom. We, controllers, hate freedom.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.